Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The top secret American Right to Life, DNC, Sheets of Shame Project is going well. Yesterday was the great news. I think it was here first, exclusive here at Bob Enyart Live, the news that Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, has endorsed Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Praise the Lord for that. We're so thankful Dr. Dobson has done that. And on Monday, we started to talk about the largest magazine in Colorado, 5280 Magazine, and their article about the abortion battle in Colorado and tying it into the DNC. Well, I want to resume that discussion. There's so much in this article that is so great and so powerful, but they don't know about the DNC Welcoming Committee formed by American Right to Life. They don't know about the Sheets of Shame. They don't know about the Clinton Watch Project. And if you're good with a digital camera, we could use your help for that. And I don't think they don't even know about the power in the park at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. They don't even know about that. So let's start going through this article, the current article in 5280 Magazine, Operation DNC, 20 years after anti-abortion protest made history at the Democratic National Convention in Atlanta, Colorado has become a battleground for reproductive rights, and the next generation of activists is targeting Denver to commemorate the occasion. And that's right, we are targeting Denver. In the election year of 1988, hundreds of anti-abortion protesters had landed in the sweltering southern city, and their plans for Atlanta extended beyond the convention. For the next 6 weeks, they repeatedly targeted abortion-providing clinics, that is, abortion clinics, abortuaries, throughout the city, eventually resulting in more than 1,600 pro-lifers making their way through Georgia's court system. That's Operation Rescue, and I was involved in Operation Rescue, and about 50,000 arrests nationwide. It dwarfed the civil rights movement. In the scope of it and the peaceful civil disobedience, it was extraordinary. And with those Christians in Atlanta for the Operation Rescue event during the DNC 20 years ago, I saw them on TV and on the news, and that's what brought me into the pro-life movement. And a short time later, I was in Colorado's Operation Rescue and then became the director of Operation Rescue Colorado for a time. Fighting abortion is rough, and it's a spiritual and a physical battle because kids are being killed as people are going to hell. It's just devastating. And it takes a toll on you when you fight abortion. And you got to be strong spiritually, morally. You got to be strong, or it will chew you up and spit you out. And so it's the same for everything, anything. You got to be strong morally and spiritually if you're going to succeed. And that is very true, magnified so, in the battle against child killing. Okay, so 2 decades later, we're going through 5820 Magazine, their article on the DNC and Colorado's anti-abortion effort. 2 decades later, the Democratic National Convention comes to Denver at a significant moment in the battle over reproductive choices in Colorado. It's actually the battle over the killing of unborn children in Colorado. And anti-abortion protesters have used the 20-year milestone as a clarion call to the pro-life faithful. And that's true. Colorado has emerged as a battleground for the future of abortion rights. That's true. Amendment 48, a pro-life ballot initiative that is historic in its potential impact, will be presented to Colorado voters in November. Meanwhile, a new brand of anti-abortion street protesting has cropped up around Denver. And that, of course, is Will Duffy and his collaborators project. And they get into that shortly in this article. Both efforts have drawn out-of-state attention and resources from national right-to-life groups, and both are spearheaded by believers under 30 years old, believers like 21-year-old Christy Burton, and then they talk about the Personhood Amendment. And that's right. national groups, not National Right to Life, but American Life League, American Right to Life, Operation Rescue, and many national groups have supported, and leaders have supported, both Amendment 48 and the Collaborators Project. Okay, now, let's continue with this article from 5280 Magazine, Colorado's largest magazine, written by Bethany Kohutek. Bethany Kohutek, the founder of Colorado for Equal Rights. So both efforts have drawn out-of-state attention and resources, and both are spearheaded by believers under 30 years of age, believers like 21-year-old Christy Burton, sponsor of Amendment 48, the Personhood Amendment. And then they quote Christy, "Our intent is to lay the foundation to protect every person, no matter how small." Praise God. Then they quote the opposition, the spokeswoman for No on Amendment 48 campaign, Crystal Klinkenbeard. Crystal Klinkenbeard, spokeswoman for the No on Amendment 48 campaign, also known as Planned Parenthood and their cronies. Klinkenbeard calls Amendment 48 a concerted and coordinated departure from the chip-away approach favored by pro-life groups over the past two decades, designed to chip away at Roe v. Wade by passing laws requiring parental notification, 24-hour waiting periods, and mandatory ultrasounds. And that's what we call the "and then you could kill the baby" laws. That's what Focus on the Strategy, our DVDs, are all about, "and then you could kill the baby." Those laws that regulate child killing are immoral, and they're wrongheaded because they further entrench abortion and they make abortion look more palatable to the public, to the media, to our politicians, and to judges. So all those laws, we've wasted decades passing laws regulating the killing of Jews. Imagine doing that. Wouldn't that be absurd? I'm making an analogy. Regulating the killing of Jews? Well, you can't kill Jews on the Sabbath unless it's a man over the age of 40. That'd be a good law, right? You can't kill Jews on the Sabbath unless it's a man over the age of 40. Or you can't kill Jews unless you sign this informed consent saying you know you're killing a living human being. Then you could kill him. Okay, let me continue with this 5280 Magazine article. Progressive groups, and read pro-aborts, right? People in rebellion against God. Progressive groups fear Amendment 48 unveils a far more extreme face of anti-abortion ideology. It is extreme to want to protect every baby. That's extreme, right? Go from one end to the other. We don't care if they're white or black, tall or short. We want to protect every baby. That's extreme, from one end to the other, from head to toe, even before they have a head or toe. Just protect every living human being, no matter how small. By defining an embryo as a person with rights, Amendment 48 circumvents these incremental efforts. Praise God. Wow, praise the Lord. That's right. If it's a person, you shouldn't be able to kill it after waiting for 24 hours. And then when you pass a law like that, you make abortion look more palatable. Hey, this is reasonable. This is more humane. That's what National Right to Life says. They say, well, we want to pass a law that gives a woman an option to get a painkiller for her fetus to make it more humane. It's just bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. But National Right to Life no longer knows right from wrong, and it's now a secular humanist organization led by lawyers and politicians and fundraisers. Okay. And they say they're against the Personhood Amendment because it's not the right time and it might not save any babies. Well, what did they fight for the partial birth abortion ban for 15 years? 15 years from the beginning, it never had the authority to save even one baby. If you can't pull the baby out to the neck and kill it, well, then maybe you could pull the baby out to the belly button and kill it or give an injection to kill it. And that's what we have after 15 years. So that argument that it's not the right time, it's not going to save any babies, that's not their real argument. because if that was their real argument for 15 years, they would have said, you know what, we shouldn't be doing a partial birth abortion ban because it's not going to save any babies. What a tragedy. But it raised $250 million. American Right to Life did the research. They got a CPA to do the research, put it together. $250 million was raised by the pro-life industry to ban partial birth abortion that never had the authority to save a single baby. Whereas a personhood amendment does have the authority to stop legalized abortion as long as we succeed. If we get it on the books and succeed, then it could stop every abortion, every legal abortion. But the partial birth abortion ban, why didn't they say, well, this is not the right time. This is not going to save any kids. No, because it was a brilliant fundraiser. That's what it was. It raised $250 million and never had the authority to stop even one abortion, not one. What a tragedy. Okay, let's continue with the 5280 magazine about the DNC and the anti-abortion movement in Colorado. Moderate pro-life groups have been hesitant thus far to support Amendment 48. The Colorado Catholic Conference, for example, has not endorsed it. Now, you know what's really neat about this article? I don't know if it was insight or dumb luck, but they didn't say that Focus on the Family has not endorsed it. And this article came out, and then Focus on the Family did endorse it. So what, the next day? So it was perfect. It was just great. Right after this article came out. I'm not sure the exact timing. Praise God. That's so exciting that, you know, Focus on the Family and Mike Huckabee and Randy Alcorn and what, 100 major pro-life and Christian leaders have endorsed Amendment 48, the personhood amendment in Colorado. And so they say moderate pro-life groups have been hesitant, like the Colorado Catholic Conference, which has not endorsed it. And then they get a quote from Leslie Hanks. Righteousness is rarely popular, argues Leslie Hanks, the vice president of Colorado Right to Life and a 20-year veteran of the anti-abortion movement. She's right. Righteousness is rarely popular. Right? During the Bible days, was it the religious leaders who always led in the right direction? Is that the way it went? Or were the religious leaders often as political as they were religious and compromised and blurred issues of right and wrong? So it's not like we're different. It's not like human beings are different. It's not like religious leaders are different. It's the same. Religious leaders have to be careful that they're not Pharisees and they don't get more concerned about meeting their budget than they do upholding righteousness. So 5280 Magazine says moderate pro-life groups have been hesitant to support the personhood amendment. The Colorado Catholic Conference has not endorsed it. Righteousness is rarely popular, argues Leslie Hanks, the VP of Colorado Right to Life. Hanks says Hanks counts Christy Burton among her personal heroes and says pro-life efforts in Colorado are stronger now than ever. That's true. Just talk to the Colorado Right to Life printer. Getting the personhood amendment on the ballot was our highest priority this year, she says. That's true. In 1988, Michael Dukakis was running for president, and pro-lifers gathered outside at Sunday Mass, and they chanted, "Hey, Mike, what do you say? How many babies killed today?" In 2008, anti-abortion protesters at the DNC in Denver are expected to chant, "Abortion is an abomination. Abortion is an abomination." I imagine they will. Abomination. Abortion is an abomination. By the way, Pat Mahoney has been negotiating with the city of Denver. He's a longtime back east pro-life Christian activist. And he's a friend of mine. He and I met and talked just about a week ago. And he'll be out here through the DNC. And he negotiated with the city of Denver for free speech zones and to make sure the permits were valid, you know, that we could get good permits to protest abortion. And so a couple media outlets called us to ask. They called American Right to Life, and I was available as a spokesman. And they asked, so what does American Right to Life, what are you guys going to do about these free speech zones and permits? And I said that for American Rights Life, God issues abortion protest permits, and there's a free speech zone from the Atlantic to the Pacific. So with a free speech zone from the Atlantic to the Pacific, the case, it's set, we're all set. We don't need Denver to issue an abortion protest permit to us. God has, and it's called a tongue. You know, different things are called special interest things are called certain terms. A protest permit is called a tongue. So I don't know if you have a tongue. Has God issued you a tongue? Is the maker of the ear, he's able to hear. The maker of the eye is able to see. He could see and he can hear what you do with the resources that he has given you. And so he's issued you a tongue, I think. Now, some people don't have a tongue. That's true. And if you're one of those, you know, I feel bad for you. And hopefully you have fingers, then that'll work just as well. So if God has issued you a tongue, you have a first-class abortion protest permit. And if you're somewhere during the week of the DNC between the Atlantic and the Pacific, you're in a free speech zone. So let's continue with the 5380 magazine article on the DNC and the anti-abortion effort. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, in particular, has had to deal with Colorado Right to Life and other groups that regularly pray, chant, and picket at Planned Parenthood. During the recent construction of its brand new health center, Auschwitz, it's called Auschwitz, the 52,000 mega abortion facility, Auschwitz. During the recent construction of its brand new Auschwitz in the Stapleton neighborhood of Denver, Planned Parenthood became the target of some of the most vehement and visible protests in Colorado to date. A group called the Collaborators Project, led by 25-year-old Will Duffy of Lakewood, set up camp almost daily outside the chain-link fenced construction site. But even that activity wasn't considered out of the ordinary. It was the group's extension of protest to the homes of those actually building the facility that seemed to write a new chapter in the pro-life playbook. Now, this has been done before, but never with the intensity and the focus that Will Duffy's brought to the Collaborators Project. Duffy declared it his personal mission to make a national example of the Weitz Corporation, which was the lead contractor for the $6 million Auschwitz. You know, and Weitz is a billion-dollar national corporation, so they're the perfect hub. They're the centerpiece for a nationwide collaborators project. And some of the protesters who are coming to Denver, well-organized protesters, they've been telling us their stories. They protest Weitz in other cities and states. And so the word is getting out. If you help Planned Parenthood, you can have wackos, domestic terrorists, at your front door on Thanksgiving morning. Do you want that? You're sane, right? You're a contractor. You're a supplier. You don't want lunatics at your home on your birthday, because they do that too. They come on your birthday. So anyway, the worse they think of us, the better. Because the more of a deterrent it is for them to stop helping people kill kids. All right. So wrote a new chapter in the pro-life playbook. Will Duffy declared it his personal mission to make a national example of the Weitz Corporation. His collaborators project spent weekends and holidays, including Thanksgiving, Super Bowl Sunday, 4th of July. Hey, how about Memorial Day? Weren't they out there for Memorial Day? Weren't we out there for Memorial Day? On the sidewalks outside the homes of Weitz corporate executives, Collaborators Project volunteers toted bullhorns, video cameras, and graphic signs. A truth truck borrowed from Colorado Right to Life, plastered with pictures of aborted fetuses and the words courtesy of the Weitz Corporation, and also Weitz takes blood money to build abortion mills, patrolled the executives' suburban neighborhoods. Duffy publicized the names, phone numbers, and addresses of company officials via web postings and YouTube videos. Just like Christy Burton's personhood amendment, the Collaborators Project has proven extremely controversial, even among pro-lifers. In fact, it was Colorado Senate Republicans who introduced legislation. Now, listen to this. Now, there are a lot of good Republican pro-lifers in Colorado, and there are a lot of really lousy Republican politicians. So you got to know which is which. Colorado Right to Life has a candidate's questionnaire. There's a great blog spot, Colorado Right to Life, blogspot.com, with scorecard of Colorado representatives and senators. Really great information. In fact, it was the Colorado Senate Republicans who introduced legislation to restrict protests at private residences in direct response to Collaborators Project actions. Home protests are looked at very negatively, and of course they would be, said Will Duffy. Who wants to be protested at their home? But you really need to go for the jugular when you're trying to stop something as enormous as abortion in this country. Now, that's figuratively speaking. Will is committed to lawful and nonviolent protest. But you really need to go for the jugular when you're trying to stop something as enormous as abortion in this country. Yeah, when people are owning blacks as slaves, the Underground Railroad, they took their life and their freedom in their hands by helping blacks escape to freedom. That was rough to do. And that, I mean, that's like stealing property from someone. That was criminal. When the Germans are killing Jews, you try to save some, like Corrie Ten Boom. So you got to fight. When the innocent are being victimized systematically, if you love your neighbor, you're going to try to do something. If you don't do something, that's called apathy, and that's the opposite of love. Jesus wants us to love him and love your neighbor. Okay. Throughout the process, Planned Parenthood, we're going through the 5280 magazine, Colorado's largest magazine, and their article about the DNC and the abortion fight in Colorado. Throughout the process, Planned Parenthood has maintained its longstanding policy of non-engagement with detractors, says Leslie Durgan, Senior Vice President for Community Development for Planned Parenthood. Having said that, we were still surprised by some of the tactics because every week it felt like it was something new and different, she says. While residential protests are routine on the abortion protest circuit, this was much more intense. Praise God. Even before Will Duffy came onto the scene, Auschwitz was designed with security cameras, an extra long driveway, tall gates, and lush landscaping, amounting to enormously increased privacy for clients, doctors, volunteers, and staff. Both Planned Parenthood and Whites hired extra security during the construction process, and Whites steadfastly refused to back out of the project despite satellite protests of its offices, the homes of executives, and even its other clients around the country. And that's right, there have been protests of Whites' clients around the country and Hermes in Denver. Hermes, all kinds of protests. And so Flip Benham has widely praised Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project. He's coming to Denver, they point out, in 5280 for the DNC. And there's going to be a Power in the Park event sponsored by American Right to Life. Speakers coming in from around the country, including the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, Ambassador Alan Keyes, the Reverend Flip Benham of Operation Rescue National. We have Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn and a dozen other speakers. Clenard Childress of BlackGenocide.org. Bishop Porter, longtime leader of Promise Keepers, will be speaking at Power in the Park in the mornings during the DNC. And in the evenings, there will be rallies at a church in North Denver. So if you can, please plan to be involved during the DNC, and even in the days, the next 3 weeks leading up to the DNC, please, if you could come help American Right to Life with the Sheets of Shame Project, Let me tell you how many sheets they processed so far. 2,300 sheets. Sheets coming in from all over the country, 12 states. Local folks bring in sheets by the truckload. So I actually think we don't need any more sheets, but I'm not sure. We might have all the sheets we need, but now we need a lot of help. We need sewing and we need folding. Can you sew? If not, you can be taught. Can you fold? And we need backpacks, framed backpacks, 44 framed backpacks. We already have, how many have come in? 10. And we need cash. So if you could donate to American Right to Life Action, call them 1-888-888-ARTL, 7 days a week, morning shifts, afternoon, evening. You could come for 1 hour or a whole shift. You could come on the weekend, come in the evening, one night this week, come tonight if you can. And you'll be able to come on out. The Sheets of Shame Project headquarters is in Arvada, Colorado, and you're invited. So we need your help if you could come on out. Okay, we're out of time. By the way, I want to let you know about a great school in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center, pre-K through 12th grade, 20 beautiful landscaped acres, livestock on the property, a beautiful pond, 80 staff members. And you'll just love Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. And then this is Bob Benyart Live, our website, KGOV.com. May God bless you.